Clay Pigeon with you on the Dusty Show. Studio B, everything. It's always a little different in Studio B as we get ready for Marathon. You're listening to The Ballad of Revolt by Bjart Engeset. Norwegian classical music composed by Harald Sæverud. Dusty Show, stay with me.
Dishonesty is Donald Trump's hallmark. He claimed that he had spoken clearly and boldly against going into Iraq. Wrong. He spoke in favor of invading Iraq. He said he saw thousands of Muslims in New Jersey celebrating 9/11. Wrong. He saw no such thing. He imagined it. He's not of the temperament of the kind of stable, thoughtful person we need as leader. His imagination must not be married to real power.
What's your first name?
Scott.
Scott, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Do you pay attention to politics?
A little bit.
We're through Super Tuesday now. Do you have a candidate that you like as we head toward the election, or did they drop out already?
I'm pretty disappointed in the candidates on both sides of the ball, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm more or less a Hillary Clinton supporter, but...
You're not excited about it?
I'm a little disappointed in the rhetoric and the lack of concentration on issues. A little bit more on the Republican side than the Democratic side, but in general, I'm not very happy with how the election process is turning out right now.
Does it surprise you this year? Does it seem wilder than ever, for lack of a better word?
Yeah, it does. I was saying to my wife this morning that I actually felt that, despite the fact that I'm unhappy about the process, that I actually feel it's actually really showing truly what's going on in the country and how divisive and disturbed the whole country is about a lot of different things. So it may be shining some light on some things, and maybe that's what's making people uncomfortable too.
I guess topic number one this year would have to be Donald Trump. What do you think about the Trump candidacy and about the man?
Prior to this, I was actually impressed, obviously, with his business acumen, but I'm really, really disappointed in what I'm seeing, and I wonder sometimes whether it's a Manchurian candidate type of process. Nobody in the media actually presses him for an answer to a single question. Nothing sticks to him. He'll say something bad about somebody else, but then when somebody says something bad about him, he says, why are they slinging mud? And it just has become sort of like a high school sophomoric process, as opposed to really the big serious issues that are happening in the United States.
What issues concern you most that we're facing right now?
Obviously, you know, the big one that everybody's talking about is racism, the inequality of income and earning in America. I think there's a lot of issues about jobs, obviously. And I think, you know, and of course, what we're dealing with overseas and, you know, the threats to the United States. So I think there's very serious issues to talk about. And it concerns me that a lot of America is thinking about voting for a man who is not talking about any of those issues.
What has Trump tapped into?
I think he's actually tapped into, you know, number one, the fear. I think the fact that a lot of Americans aren't feeling like they did in the golden years, where America is great, and I think a lot of Americans always want to feel like we're the most important country in the world. So I think he's tapped into some general anxiety, and then, of course, you know, the fear of ISIS and everything else. So I think he's touching on a lot of very base fears that everybody thinks about, but they don't want to think about in detail, which is really what we should be doing.
Do you worry that this Trump mania might snowball?
I am worried.
Bring him right into the White House?
I am worried. I'll tell you what I'm even more worried about is the fact that I don't know, outside of Hillary, what other choice we have. I think it would be interesting if somehow the GOP starts to throw Paul Ryan into the ring, because it's kind of ironic that they wanted to get Donald Trump to sign off and make sure that he was going to be a Republican. Now they're trying to get rid of him.
Would you vote for Paul Ryan over Hillary?
I don't know enough about Paul Ryan yet to really make any kind of informed opinion.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
I always like to try to remain optimistic, because I do think it's the greatest country in the world, but I think we have a lot of things to discuss. No matter what our differences are, we should think a little bit more deeply about Republican or Democrat, more about ideas and issues and what can actually help this country, and then look towards someone who is looking to heal and improve this country as opposed to divide the country.
I appreciate your time. I really do. I hope you can listen. I'll give you my card.
Okay. Thank you very much.
This is music from Christos Dantis. Have you heard of him? Must be from Greece. The album's called A Night in Greece, released 2004. Stepped on him.
Θα έρθει μια μέρα, ξέρω, που θα πας μακριά και θα μ' αφήσεις.
My friends go to those Dunya classes and they come home and they, I guess that's from India though, not Greece. There's similarities. I stepped on him. Is there even a sense in completing the show? I've already made a serious DJ error. I'm so psyched for Marathon, I can scarcely breathe. I hope you are too. 10 after 6 in Jersey City. That's in New Jersey, home of Chris Christie. Donald's new henchman.
Μάγια, μάγια, προσπαθώ να με αγαπήσεις. Μαντέα, όμως κάπως πάω, θα με μισήσεις.
What's your first name?
Eddie.
Eddie, do you pay attention to politics?
Yes, I do.
Which side of the aisle do you generally...
Republican.
You're generally a more conservative voter. Do you characterize yourself as moderate?
Fiscally conservative, socially liberal.
We hear that a lot these days. Is your candidate still in the running, or did they drop out?
No, it's in the running.
And who do you prefer?
Trump.
You're excited about the Trump candidacy.
If he can articulate his policies, yes.
To a lot of people's minds, he's been pretty extreme in a lot of the stuff he said so far about the wall and Muslims and all of that. Do you think he'll be a little more moderate once he gets that nomination,
I think you saw that last night. He already started tacking to the center.
To act a little more presidential.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, just think of the Planned Parenthood, right? He's said both good and bad things against Planned Parenthood. That's clearly tacking to the center.
Do you generally agree with him, though? Do you think we need a wall? Do you think we need to keep out...
I do think you need to stop the flow of drugs into this country. I do think you need to have people here legally as opposed to illegally. I'm not sure I would go to the extreme of taking people that are here and wrestling them out of their houses and shipping across the border.
Did you like Trump right from the start, or did
No.
he win you over from someone else?
Unfortunately, I would say Trump is what Obama was, right? Obama was hoped that things were going to change. Nothing really changed. It became more of the same. Trump is now completely outside the beltway. It's odd. I mean, and when you got the Republican Party kind of saying, oh, God, this is an intruder, it's really odd. And that's why I think he's been so popular.
Do you think there's an aspect of almost thumbing your nose at the Washington establishment?
Oh, I think that's huge.
As a punishment?
Oh, yeah, I think that's huge. I think it plays across both parts of the guy. I mean, we can't get anything done.
Now they're talking about a brokered convention. Does that upset you if they would try to take it away from him?
I think he's run under the rules. You got to, if he wins, you got to let him run against Hillary.
Yeah. What's your opinion on Hillary? Do you totally dislike her, or just not your cup of tea?
I don't trust her. I mean, look, Benghazi, the emails, a lot of things the Clintons have done over the years, and I think she feels like it's her right to be president as opposed to her privilege to be president.
It's looking more and more like she'll get the nomination on the left.
Well, that's not hard. I mean, you got a socialist running with 97% tax policy. And that, not too many people are going to be going for that.
That being said, is there something you respect about Bernie?
Not really. I think Bernie's making a lot of promises he can't deliver. I mean, this whole thing about, like, free college. Great if you're a college student today, but understand you're going to graduate at some time. Who's paying for the next college student? At some point, all these bills got to be paid.
I know you like Trump. In your heart of hearts, do you think he can go all the way to the White House, or do you see Hillary probably winning?
I think it's going to be close. I think, unfortunately, both candidates are flawed to some extent. Both candidates have had missteps. We voted for a president 8 years ago based on hope of change. I wouldn't be surprised if we did it again, and I think that's Trump. Trump, at least, he has no record, so it's hard to pin him down on anything.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
Yes.
What gives you that optimism?
It's a great country. It's the best country in the world. If you didn't like it, why would you stay here? It's just, you have so many freedoms. People could do, you're not persecuted for having different beliefs or whether you're Republican, Democrat. I can't imagine a better place to live.
I appreciate your time.
I'll give you my card. You saw it. Take it easy.
This is the Worcester Polytechnic Institute. Simple harmonic motion, they're called. Long train running. From 2009, it's all a cappella. Listen to what these young people can do. Dusty Show, WFMU Play Pigeon with you, TNP, in full effect. Bobo says, somebody please say, no, I'm not optimistic about the future of this country. Doesn't know if she's in the mood to hear about Trump for the next hour.
Where would you be now?
What's your first name?
Diane.
Diane, how are you today?
Okay.
Diane, do you pay attention to politics?
Yes.
Do you have a candidate that you like, or did they drop out already?
I'm normally a Democrat, and I like Bernie. I just don't think he'll get anything done. I
What is it about Hillary? She's a woman, you're a woman.
Yes.
I'm ready for our first female president.
Yes, I am too. I probably will vote for her. I also like Kasich.
Yeah, Kasich.
I'm not a Republican at all, but I just feel like he's a voice of reason in that really crazy bunch of people.
Is there trust issues with Hillary?
I guess that's what you know, the media keeps bringing up over and over and over again.
I have to bring him up. Donald Trump, what's your feelings about him? He's really stirred things up this year.
I keep thinking he's going to, at the 11th hour, say, just kidding, you guys. I keep doing the most outrageous things I can think of just to mess with you.
But the more outrageous he is, the more
the
they
more
love
they
him.
Love him. It makes me fearful for the United States.
Do you get scared when you hear those angry crowds?
Yeah. I absolutely do.
What is the fear? What do you fear might happen if he was the president?
Just that he doesn't have any self-control, and that the person who's in charge better have some self-control.
Are you hopeful for the future of the country?
Yes. I'm generally an optimist, so yes.
I appreciate your time. I'll give you a card.
All across our country today, Democrats voted to break down barriers so we can all rise together. And I congratulate Senator Sanders on his strong showing and campaigning, and I'm grateful to all of you who voted for me. For me. For me. For me.
And now I don't know why she wouldn't say goodbye. It seems that I had seen it in her eyes. Though it might not be wise, I'd still have to try. With all the love I have inside, I can't deny. I just can't let it die, 'cause her heart's just like mine, and she holds a pain inside. So if you ask me why she wouldn't say goodbye,
I've been revisiting Chinese Democracy a little bit, Guns N' Roses. It's good to hear Axl singing. What a tremendous voice, no matter what you think of it.
It's all a lie. So what's the use of my confessions to a crime? The passions that won't die in my heart.
It's Bumblefoot or Buckethead, one of those slash replacements. Revisit this Chinese Democracy, you guys. It's better than they said it was. What's your first name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan, you're an old college radio guy. Where'd you go to school?
Buffalo State, SUNY.
And what was your format? What did you play?
At that time, alternative rock.
Did you? What were your favorites back? Is this, you're pretty young. It's probably too young
90s.
For...
90s. Yeah.
90s stuff.
Yeah. Lemonheads, Pogues, stuff
Evan
like
Dando
that.
Evan Dando.
Evan Dando, yeah. Lemonheads, Dinosaur Jr., bands like that. Yeah, we used to always play.
Right up FMU's alley, man. So are you politically savvy? You pay attention?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which side of the aisle do you generally inhabit?
I'm a libertarian.
A libertarian. Who was the big libertarian candidate this year?
Gary Johnson's running for president again, the former governor of New Mexico.
You're one of those Gary Johnson. Or will you pull the lever for him?
I will, even though in New York State, I don't think it means much because, you know, usually in this state, the Democrat generally wins.
What about Donald Trump? He's stirring everything up this year. What are your thoughts on it?
Not a fan. Personally, I think he's a bit of a blowhard. If he could speak well like Rubio and Cruz, he would be a better candidate. But I think he tries to be a little bit too much like he's on TV too much. Like he's on his, what was that show he used to do, Celebrity Apprentice. He seems to be too much like that. So I wish he would kind of, he doesn't seem to think well on his feet. He's always saying, we're going to make America great again. How are you going to make America great again? What's the thing you're going to do?
The KKK, the Muslims, keeping the Muslims out, the building the wall with Mexico. It seems like the media almost gives him a pass on these things.
A little bit they give him a pass, but there's a way to say it and a way not to say it. My attitude is that the Constitution is there for a reason, and you should follow it. Way back when Coolidge was president, there was also, up until the early 60s, there was an immigration bill that specifically limited the amount of types of people coming from specific countries in the world.
So we kept out the Irish at one time, the Catholics.
Yeah, well, me being Irish Catholic, you know, but it's, they always wanted to bring in immigrants with skill sets. It was also a way to bring in people from poor countries that would potentially maybe vote for a particular party. I mean, I'm not anti-immigrant at all. I mean, my grandparents are from Italy, my other grandparents are from Ireland. When you let this many people in, just come on in. You know, it depresses the labor market, drives prices down for labor in general. I mean,
would you like to see that wall?
No, what I would like to see is the federal government do what it's supposed to do and basically use the e-verify system to go in there and make sure the people are legal, make sure the people have skills when they come in, make sure that they're not ill or sick or things like that. I mean, we are the greatest country in the world, and we do, you know, allow people to come in, but you should follow the rules, become a citizen, and pay your taxes. It's the only way it is.
I appreciate your time, man.
Yeah, man. No problem.
I'll give you a card.
They call me Drac. Here I come, baby. I ain't gonna bite you. I just want you to hang on.
This is Slave from 1977. Ike says Axl Rose sounded like dog vomit mixed with a warped and scratched copy of the soundtrack to The Producers, plus a dollop of rancid locker room sweat that's been festering since 1992. Dean said that's why he liked it. Carmichael says, why don't we just tear down the Statue of Liberty? All these comments flying in on the ACU. Get online. Get with us. Get with the ACU veterans.
What's your name?
Rob.
And you're from England?
I am, yeah.
Do you live here or are you visiting?
I live here.
You live here. How long have you been here?
Ooh, 7 or 8 years.
Do you like the United States?
I do. I like the standard of living is great compared to what we're used to in the UK. And it's also, I guess you'd call it the sort of social mobility, I think, is certainly better here than in the UK.
Do you pay attention to U.S. politics?
A little bit.
Can you? You said you can't vote.
Correct.
Are you working towards a dual citizenship?
Yes.
Yeah. Who do you like? If you could vote, who would you favor right now?
I think it would probably be Hillary.
Hillary?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you dally with Bernie for a while? Do you like Bernie?
I do. I think some of his policies are pretty progressive. I just don't see him as head of state material.
You're from Europe. You're a little more familiar with socialism than we are.
Yeah.
It looks good to a lot of Americans, you know, the nationalized health care.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have an accurate picture of it, or are we better off here, or what do you think?
Obviously, that's a difficult question, right? I think in some respects, it works great. There's always a safety net. When I was a kid, I was born in a national health hospital, and whenever anything went wrong or I needed to go to the doctor, everything was just taken care of. You don't have to worry about it. But I think talking to my family over the standard of care is better here, mainly because you pay for it. I think it depends on your perspective. I think over here you're going to get generally a better standard of care. If you need something done, it's going to be easier to get done. But in the UK, you don't have to worry about any of the financial issues.
I can't talk politics with you and not bring up the man who's really got things in an uproar
yeah,
this year.
It's the Trump.
What do you think about Donald Trump and the folks back home? Are they talking about him over there, too?
They are talking about him, not in a particularly favorable light, I would say. I mean, I think the general...
Do you think he's dangerous for the U.S.?
I do. The view in Europe seems to be that he's a lunatic, basically, right? Just divisive. He says a lot of things that can't believe that he says, and he gets away with it. And the more aggressive he is, the more controversial he is,
he just seems to
get better and better, right? And it confuses me that that's the situation. And, you know, I think if he does get the nomination and it's him versus Hillary, I suspect Hillary's going to win, but I think it's dangerous.
Are you optimistic about the future of the United States? Can we weather these storms, or are we on the way down?
No, I don't think the U.S. is on the way down. I think there's always going to be an issue. There's always going to be something that people feel uncomfortable with. And in a way, that's part of progress, right? I think, you know, whether or not the Donald gets to be president, you know, that might change people's views. But overall, the economy is reasonably strong. I think there's still lots of opportunity here. If you look around the world, where do people want to come to be successful? It's the United States.
It's nice talking to you.
My pleasure.
All right.
All these years, I don't think I've ever played Janis, and I really have to make a nod to the icon, Janis Joplin. Peace of my heart, Dusty Show. I'm glad you're with me. Stick around, Hardy, at the top of the hour. The TNP to follow.
Streets looking good.
Aretha's a big sister sang this first time around in 67. I always like the Big Brother incarnation best. Janice.
First name? What's your first name?
Dennis.
Dennis, are you from New York?
No.
Where are you from originally, Dennis?
New Jersey, Englewood.
From Englewood, New Jersey. Our radio station's out of Jersey City.
Oh,
right,
really?
There on the Hudson.
All right.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned to me before we started that you like Trump.
Right.
Has he been your man all along, or did he win you over from somebody else?
He's been my man all along.
What is it about Trump that you like?
Well, that he's really going to stir up Washington because we're tired of it being the same old with all the people in there that are, people say it's a cesspool, and they win, they get elected, they get there, and they go, this isn't so bad, and they live there forever.
Are a lot of people who like Trump, is it kind of a thumb in your nose at Washington gesture?
Exactly.
Like, take this?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Now, he said some pretty inflammatory things from some people's point of view about
right.
the wall and about Muslims, and he was a little slow to denounce the KKK. Does that trouble you at all, or do you agree with everything he says?
No, I think a lot of that he does for the publicity, and it gets him the attention, and that gets people the attention, and hopefully once he gets the nomination, the rest of the GOP will get behind him, and he'll put it to Hillary.
Do you think he'll be a little more moderate once he's nominated?
So. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Do you hope he is, or if he stayed just like he is
no,
now, would you be happy?
Be a little bit more moderate. But,
do you want a wall to be built?
Yes.
You do? You think we need it? Talk a little about that.
No, I do. I live in Southern California. It's ridiculous.
Now, you're a nice guy. I can tell from talking to you. You don't dislike all the Mexican people.
Oh, of course not. No. I just think it's illegal. If you come here illegal, you're breaking the law. So you got to stop coming here illegally and come here legally. Because there's a lot of people here. They're good, hard workers. I have a lot of them work for me. But, it's not fair to them if somebody else comes because they're already going through. They're getting the attorney, paying the fees and everything to get their citizenship, and they're very proud of it. You don't want somebody coming in that's illegal and saying, oh, it's okay for you, too.
Do you feel like with the excitement he's generating that it might snowball? Do you think he can take this all the way to the Oval Office?
I think he could.
You think he's going to win?
I hope so.
What is it that bothers you most about Hillary? I'm guessing you don't mind that she's a woman.
No, not at all. But I don't think that's going to get her the election.
Is it an honesty issue? Do you not trust her?
Well, I think she has some issues there, for sure. But I think people, it's just like Bush. I like Bush. I think he's a very decent man. But I
don't think people, we were talking
Jeb,
about.
But I don't think people want another Bush, and I hope they don't want another Hillary.
You're tired of the dynasties?
Yeah.
Did you respect Bernie Sanders, even if you disagreed with him?
Yeah, I wish he were a Republican and changed his views. I like him a lot. He's very forthcoming, tells everything, but he's just on the wrong side of the fence for me.
Are you optimistic about the future of the United States?
We got too many people in the wagon, not enough people pulling the wagon.
Our audience, I'm guessing they're pretty liberal.
Okay,
address that audience member who's thinking right now, God, that crazy Trump voter. Why aren't you crazy? What don't they understand?
They don't understand that we need principles and we need to get the business back to where it is. We can't be giving everything away all the time because it's just not going to work. The country will implode. Yeah.
It's nice talking to you. I appreciate your thoughts.
What's your name?
My name's Clay Pigeon.
Clay Pigeon.
Yeah.
Now there's the name. Good luck to you.
I'll give you my card. Hold on.
That gentleman just said we're going to build a wall. He's going to build a wall. But nobody can do it like. First of all, nobody can build a wall like me. That's for sure. Okay. I'll build it bigger, better, stronger, more beautiful, and for less money. Get him out. Get him out of here. Get him out. Come on, security, move faster. We need security that moves fast. Come on, move faster. Get him out. Come on, security, go faster.
Send this one out to Glenn in Canada. This is the Guess Who Hand Me Down World from 1970 on The Dusty Show.
Anybody here see the noise, see the fear and commotion? I think we missed it. Anybody here see the love, see the hate, the emotion? Don't give me no hand-me-down shoes.
song's written by Kurt Winner. I didn't know that. Took Randy Bachman's place in the Guess Who.
Anybody here see the fuzzy wuzzy love and cuff explosion?
Great voice of Burton Cummings, huh? What's your first name?
Meredith.
Meredith, are you politically active? Do you pay attention to politics?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you already voted previously in your life?
No.
This is your first one?
Yes.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Now, do you know who you like, who you'll be voting for?
Hillary Clinton.
You like Hillary, not so much Bernie?
No.
Did you think about Bernie a little, or have you known all along it's Hillary?
I knew all along, yes.
What do you like about Hillary?
I've been a fan of Hillary since I was little, when she was running in 2008, and I like that she's a woman, but not just that, of course. I like her history as a politician and her fight for women's rights and her advocacy for people, normal people.
Is it a big deal to you that a woman could be president?
Yes.
What does it mean to you?
I guess it's a, as she likes to call it, breaking the glass ceiling, that like one of the few things that are left for a woman to do that a man has done that a woman hasn't.
If you could meet Hillary, what would you tell her?
I already met Hillary. I have a picture right here.
You did it. Oh, look at that on your phone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, was she nice?
Yeah, she was very nice.
What do you want to tell people? People say, oh, I don't trust her. She's dishonest. I don't like her. What don't they know? You looked her in the eye. What was your gut feeling about her?
I think that she's been in politics for a really long time and wouldn't be doing it if she didn't care what she was doing.
Was she warm with you?
Yes, very.
Uh-huh. Have you been a fan of President Obama? Have you liked his presidency?
Yes, very much.
Will you miss him in there?
Mm-hmm.
I have to ask you about Donald Trump. When you see him, what does he make you feel?
Afraid. The possibility of his presidency is alarming, yeah.
And the people who support him, do they scare you too?
Almost more than he does, yeah.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
Yes.
What's your message to everybody out there? I'll let you go. A message of peace and love from a young person, a young Hillary fan. What do you want to say to everybody out there?
I think that they should all vote for Hillary so that they can have all the things that they think they're getting from Bernie, but in a realistic way.
And then you get Bill with the deal, too.
Exactly.
You think he'll make a good first man?
I think he would be a great first man, yeah.
Thanks for your time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a card. What's your first name?
Ginger.
Ginger, are you from New York City?
No.
Where are you from originally?
Houston.
From Houston, Texas. I've been there. That is one big city.
Yes, it's huge.
Now, it's pretty conservative down there in Texas as a rule, but I'm sure there's liberals as well. Which side of the aisle do you generally occupy?
More Republican.
Did you like Rick Perry?
As a governor.
Is the candidate of your choice still in the race? Did they drop out? What's the story with you?
I guess I didn't really have a strong contender this time.
You were trying to figure it out. There were so many of them at the start. 17, I think, in the beginning.
Yeah, and none were impressive. So.
And you didn't like any of them. Now, what about Donald Trump? He scares some people. Do you think he's okay?
No, he's the scariest person ever.
He really is. You don't like him.
No, it frightens me for our country.
Now, I should have brought up another fellow Texan of yours, Ted Cruz. What do you think about Ted Cruz? Do you like him better?
I don't like him at all.
You don't like him? Marco Rubio?
I like him, but don't agree with all of his politics.
John Kasich?
I agree the most with his politics.
Yeah, but it's starting to feel like he's not gonna make it, isn't
he? Should probably drop out.
Yeah. If it comes down to, say, Hillary and Trump, will you grit your teeth and vote for Trump anyway?
I think I just wouldn't mark anyone.
You just sit it
honestly.
Out?
Honestly. I mean, I'd vote for everything else, but I wouldn't vote for that.
You're a woman, and Hillary, if she won, would obviously be our first female president. It's not enough for you, though? Not enough of a reason? You just don't like her?
No, I don't like her. I don't like a lot of her politics. I think she's kind of a sneaky politician. I don't really like that.
And Bernie's too far left for you?
Yes. And really unrealistic policies.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
Yes and no.
You live here now and work in New York? What do
yes.
you do?
I do like social media.
Oh, you do?
Like yeah.
A modern job of today.
Yes.
Well, I thank you for your time. What's the message you have to Texans out there, Hook'em Horns people? Are you a Texas fan or Aggies? There's a lot
yeah,
of schools.
I was an Aggies fan.
Now, Houston, that's what, Baylor or Rice?
Yeah, we have Rice, but I was always, my family all went to A&M. So
did they?
Aggie fans, yeah.
Well, it's nice talking to you. I wish you all the best.
You too.
I'll
thanks.
Give you a card.
God bless the Lone Star State. And God bless the great state of Oklahoma. In 324 days, Marine One will depart Washington, D.C. with a very important dignitary on board, former President Barack Obama.
This is Chicago from Chicago 5, Dialogue Parts 1 and 2. Special acknowledgement of the late Terry Kath on guitar and his genius. Pete Cetera joins him on vocals.
I'm optimistic about the way that things are going. Do I never, ever think of it at all? Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down. Well, I'm tired of my business. That is no business at all. When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor.
All about this this cool part of this song. I love it. 11 minutes in front of 7. Song written by Robert Lamb. What's your first name?
Mike.
Are you generally more conservative or liberal?
Conservative.
Do you like Trump?
I like some of his stuff.
Who else did you like?
I liked a little bit of Cruz's stuff. a little bit of Rubio
and
stuff.
And Rubio, so you pick the three that are still outstanding. I guess Kasich is still in there. Ben Carson dropped out today. With Hillary, I'm guessing you don't have a problem with the woman.
No, but her I do. She's got so much dirt behind her for years and years. How could you possibly vote for her, knowing with what's going on?
And Bill Clinton, you weren't a fan either?
No.
Obama, have you been displeased with the job he's done?
Yes. The Democratic Party has become an ultra-liberal party. It's not even a Democratic Party anymore. It's just ultra-liberal.
You look at Bernie Sanders, and it's way out there on the left.
Socialism hasn't worked anywhere. Why do you think the Berlin Wall was taken down? And, you know, same thing with Russia.
Do you think Trump's going to do it? It looks like he's going to be the nominee.
He's doing pretty good.
Do you think he can take it all the way to the White House?
Yeah, I think he can, if depending on what transpires with the FBI, with Hillary, and what gets released. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, she should be locked up already.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
This country's in sad shape. This country can't afford another Democratic nominee.
You love America?
Of course. Yeah. I'm a Marine.
Well, I thank you for your time. It's good to see you, and I'll run into you again soon.
Okay.
All right, man. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Do you recognize this? From 1975, Lou Reed, Metal Machine Music on Dusty. This is right up Fabio's alley, isn't it? I like it, though. So you pay attention to politics pretty closely?
Yeah.
And you mentioned before we started you kind of leaning toward Ted Cruz.
Right.
Trump had a pretty good run last night, but Ted Cruz did reasonably well. Do you think he's still got a shot at it?
No. Yeah, I don't think anybody is going to beat Trump.
If push came to shove, would you pull the lever for Trump?
I haven't decided that yet.
He's the man of the hour, the guy everybody's talking about. What's your 2 cents?
My 2 cents, I don't understand it. I don't think anybody does.
What about Hillary? What are your thoughts on her?
You know, I don't think she's gotten the negatives that she really deserves from the press.
The people on the left will say the same about Trump. Gosh, they're not pressing him. He's saying these crazy things and they're not coming at him. And you feel that way about Hillary.
Well, it adds up on both sides. I mean, it's almost a nightmare scenario that these two are the two people. It's unbelievable.
Have you been dissatisfied with the Obama presidency?
You know, we've been through 8 years of it, so it's ready to be over with.
Do you think Obamacare was a mistake?
It's proven to be a mistake, yeah.
Some will say it's been very successful. A lot of people insured. Other people say it's ruining small business. Maybe the one complaint they could lodge on the left is that there doesn't seem to be another plan that the right has to replace it with. They talk about, let's get rid of it. But what do you got?
I like the empowerment that you have through health savings accounts. You know, we all have choices whether we go to a store and buy something. And I think if we bring that kind of choice to the healthcare market, I think we'll all benefit.
Can single payer not work in the United States?
I really don't see that happening because of the scale of what we're dealing with in this country, hundreds of millions of people.
Compared to, say, Scandinavian
country. Pick your country, even Canada.
Are you optimistic about the future of the United States?
Yeah, you look at the way things work every day in this country, things work very well. I mean, I'm walking around New York City, this is my first time in the city. You know, it's probably...
Where are you from?
I'm from Michigan.
I'd ask you where you're from on the hand, but it's radio, so they can't see. Where are you from? Muskegon, Grand Rapids?
Michigan.
I love Western Michigan. Very nice there.
I'm wearing a Stormy Cromer hat.
Petoskey, Charlevoix.
This is from the UP.
On the Upper
Peninsula? It's a one-of-a-kind hat.
Now, what do they call those? Pasties? What are those sandwiches?
Pasties, yeah. They're an acquired taste, especially the rutabaga.
Are you an old Jerry Ford fan from way back?
No, I didn't like him.
Grand Funk Railroad?
An American band, yeah, why not?
Ted Nugent.
Ted? Terrible Ted. I saw him at a concert in 1975 at the Dome at Grand Valley State. He blew the roof off.
Oh, he was a great guitarist, no doubt about that.
You know, I don't know about where he's gone from there, but in 75, it was Motor City Madman.
Wango Tango, Wang Dang, Sweet Poontang. I might have to beep that.
Now, this is, you know, prior to his Wang Dang, Sweet Poontang. This is the Ted Nugent album that he came out with.
All the way back to the Amboy Dukes.
I remember it well.
At the end of every day and at the end of my life, I will be in the asset column. I will better mankind. I will better the environment. I will better America. I'm dedicated to it. I can't be stopped.
Make him dance. Pick your feet up there, boy. Get on. Come on.
That shouldn't happen, should it?
One and a two and a three and a four and a one.
T-Rex Live in Germany, 75. Life's a gag.
I could have loved you, girl, like a planet. I could have chained your heart to a star. Really doesn't matter at all. No. guy. But it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter at all. Last guy.
Something comforting about Mark Bolan, isn't there?
But it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter at all. Life's a gash.
It's a gash with you guys on FMU. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 FM in Rockland County, WFMU.org. I had fun with you guys today. I stepped on every intro. I wasn't the most organized. And I realize how anal retentive, maybe even renal retentive I am. Obsessive compulsive. All those little mistakes drive me crazy. You're only as good as your last show. I'll carry those mistakes with me all week. Because I want to be perfect. I'll never be perfect. I left out... Who'd I leave out? Patrick, the egalitarian. Patrick, if you're listening, I'm sorry. Somehow I omitted your interview. Maybe we'll play it in a couple of weeks. Marathon. Next week, you guys. Please be here. Please be here for FMU. And to a smaller extent, the Dusty Show. Hardy White is next with Miracle Nutrition. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next Thursday at 6. Have a great weekend ahead and enjoy the rest of your winter. Clay Pigeon saying, take care. Always remember.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now, won't you, as we have an adventure together. And you get on top of my shoulders, and we put a big overcoat over us so we look like a giant. And then we scare the palace guard so we can get inside and rescue the princess. And you say, oh, that's from Princess Bride. But I gotta tell you, Shemp did it first. Pass the butter.
Hey, you need to go easy on that. You have high cholesterol.
Oh, I'm not going to eat it.
Then why'd you ask for it?
I'm practicing my English.
But you already know English.
Just because you know something doesn't mean you don't have to practice. Concert pianists practice.
My doctor practices.
Practice makes perfect.
It's pronounced perfect.
See? Now, will you please relocate the mayonnaise to my vicinity that I may partake of it?
Oh, very good.
No, really, I want the mayonnaise.
Oh, sorry, here.
Man, will you look at this? Unbelievable.
Baltimore is wanted for a crime.
No, this thing about area rugs being sold at factory prices. They're probably really thin and cheap.
Let me see that. Hans Darn, also known as the Baron of Baltimore, is wanted for fraud.
Fraud? That seems kind of obvious.
Apparently, he's been bilking old ladies out of money, claiming to need the funds to repair a time machine.
Could he be talking about our time machine?
Maybe. It's definitely in need of repair.
Yeah, what happened exactly?
Oh, I stupidly updated the operating system and now the peripherals don't work. You can't set the date or steer the thing. And the part we need is really expensive. So it's grounded until we can get the funds.
So maybe he wasn't lying.
But why would Baltimore care if the time machine works?
Oh, you've got to save me, boys. I'm on the lam.
Well, get off of the lam. Poor lamb.
No, I mean I'm on the run from the cops.
We know, but why'd you come here? And did you really cheat old ladies?
First, they weren't that old. That's very insulting to the girls. 80 is hardly old nowadays. But no, of course I didn't cheat them. I need to use your time machine desperately, so I was raising funds to get the replacement time jibulator. Well, what do you want us to do? You can't use the secret room. That's for hiding people persecuted for their ethnicity or religious beliefs.
Just let me use the time machine. Hans, it doesn't work.
It will now. Here.
A time jibulator. Where did you get it? B&H. Oh, did my man Shlomo set you up? Believe me, it was no bargain. But at least they had one. Why are you so eager to use the time machine? I need to contact my ancestors. Listen, no one believes me that I'm royalty. And that's how I was raised. But now I'm beginning to doubt myself. I have to find my great-great-grandfather and settle this question once and for all. Who am I? An apple. What? Oh, I thought it was a riddle. My second guess was a potato. Will you help me, Hardy? I'm not going to let you use the time machine by yourself, but we'll take you where you want to go. I still don't know how you're going to clear this up with the police. One life-ruining crisis at a time. Now let's go before the cops arrive. Please pass the butter. My, your English is getting good. Why, thank you, my goodest sir. Man, why does this time machine smell like camphor? Oh, that's me. It's this stupid new cologne, Grandma's Closet. I like it. It reminds me of your grandma's closet. Man, this thing is so rickety, I get nervous every time we use it. It's definitely in need of some sprucing up, but it'll get the job done. Now, where are we going?
I have no idea.
I thought we were going to meet your great-great-grandfather.
I just meant it in the general sense. I need to return to my ancestors.
Let me wiki this dilemma. It says here the title became extinct at the end of the 18th century, but the descendants have used the title since then. Can you give me your ancestor's name?
His name was Posthumus Ringdon Calvert.
That's not a real name.
I swear that's my ancestor. He might have been the first one to come to Maryland from the old country.
Ringdong?
Don't mock people's names, that's so.
D-Class A?
No, that means fallen in social status. Like my family. His name is Posthumus Ringdon Calvert, and I have no idea where he lived.
Let me punch his name into the database. I'll be, he's a real person.
Apologies.
None taken.
Says here he lived in Baltimore, Maryland in the late 19th century.
That's sort of general. Do we have an address?
No.
Well, I'll tell you what. We can find out when we get there. I'll just set it for my friend Cadwallader Ringgold's house.
You really are making these names up.
No, he's a famous Navy guy. Unfortunately, his association with me lost him his job. He was declared insane for insisting that he was being visited from the future by an annoying old man who spoke to people across the globe using only the air.
He sounds crazy.
Lou, he was talking about me.
Oh, radio and time travel sounds so crazy when you put it that way.
All right, everybody, strap in.
This lamb's wool cover on this seatbelt smells nasty. Did it get wet?
Enough complaining. Hang on.
Oh, man, I never get used to this. I feel so sick.
Here's a grocery bag in case you need to puke. Oh, whoops, that one's full.
Oh, you're making me sicker.
Are we there yet? Is the new part working?
Well, it's being a little weird, but it's working.
Anyone want to sing to pass the time?
Sure.
Oh.
We're here.
Wow, what a lovely house. So dark and butch.
What?
No, I mean it's sort of excessively manly. Like the whole house is a den.
Is that an animal head?
I think it's a lamp.
Smells like Latakia pipe tobacco and old.
Cad, you here? Cad? He might be at sea. I'm not sure what year it is.
Hey, I see Cad left the non-dairy creamer. Think I'll give it a whirl.
That's not creamer. That's a funerary urn.
Oh, I can't have any then. I'm human ash intolerant.
Stop touching things. First, let's go borrow some clothes so we can walk around the 19th century without looking out of place.
How is a blue blazer ever out of place?
You look like you're going to a regional frat meeting.
Maybe I am. I'm in Gimel Dalit Hay. You know that.
Very funny. I'll do the Jewish jokes, please.
Here, put this on.
I love these clothes so much.
What's wrong, Butchie?
I'm allergic to wool.
Oh, no.
Are we ever going to find my ancestor?
Just be patient.
What if I am a fraud? What if my whole life has been a lie? My parents lied to me and I'm merely ordinary.
Oh, what a tragedy. You'd be like me and all the lowly folks.
Exactly, what a nightmare.
Well, this'll be settled soon enough. Let's go.
Whoa, watch out for the carriages.
So how do we find my ancestor?
Well, we walk around and let's start at the public house. That looks like a good place.
I hope I remember how to speak 19th century English.
Hello, my good sir. Good day. My companions and I wish to partake of some repast. Are you from England? Why do you ask? You talk weird. Could we get a few pints of ale, please? Coming right up. This is kind of a fancy place. So you think they know my ancestor here? Well, it's hard to say. I'm kind of hungry. Do they have food in the 1860s? I'm pretty sure. What kind? Jalapeno poppers? I don't think so. Loaded potato skins? I think you're thinking of the 1980s. I don't know. I'm getting a Fern Bar vibe here. It's those pictures. They look like the decor in those restaurants that are made to look like you're eating in your